Have you ever had the feeling that you are falling down a cliff and there is nobody to catch you when you hit the ground? That your whole life is falling apart, but you're all alone. As if even God has forgotten all about you. If you have ever felt that way, or if you are experiencing similar feelings at this very moment, I can assure you of one thing. You are not alone. It's characteristic of the time we live in that people feel isolated when they have difficult situations to handle. But feelings of desperation and loneliness have been part of humankind forever. The people who lived in Old Testament times also sometimes felt this way. We read about this in Deuteronomy 32. The people of Israel time and again felt so lonely, so forsaken by God, that they made themselves other gods, gods that they could see. But God wanted them to understand that even though they cannot see Him, He is always there. And then He explained this to them by means of a metaphor. In Deuteronomy 32, verses 11 and 12, we read, "Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spread its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions, the Lord alone led him. No foreign god was with him." In other words, God takes care of His children like an eagle that teaches its young to fly. Now, eagles are well known for the way in which they tend to their young. As most of you probably know, eagles build their nests high up in cliffs or mountains. But something which is not as widely known is the way in which an eagle teaches its young to fly. When the eaglets get old enough to learn to fly, the mother literally kicks them out of the nest. And then, when they fall down to the ground, they realize that they need to flap their wings. But the mother eagle is not really as merciless as it sounds, because the minute after she kicked her babies out of the nest, she also flies out of the nest, and then she hovers above them. And the moment that she sees that they are getting too tired, that they cannot make it on their own anymore, she flies in beneath them, opens up her big wings, and then she catches her babies on her wings and takes them back to the safety of the nest. Isn't that fantastic? But the flying lessons don't stop here. After this first lesson, the mother eagle time and again kicks the babies out of the nest in order to get their wings strong enough to fly on their own. And even though this first few flying lessons must be terribly traumatic for those young eagles, they just have to get through it, because this is the only way in which they will ever be able to learn to fly solo. But now you might think that this is all very interesting, but what does it have to do with me? Well, just like God took care of His children in Old Testament times, He still takes care of us today. He is with us every single moment of our lives, from the day we are born until the day we close our eyes for the very last time. And this is the case when it is easy for us to feel God's presence in our lives. But it is also true in those times when we feel absolutely alone. And how do we know that? God showed it to us God doesn't make empty promises. He promised Israel that he would take care of them, and he did. Where he was supposed to kill every single Israelite, according to Old Testament law, because of their unfaithfulness, he decided to rather send his son to die on the cross for each one of them, and for each one of us too. But even that was not enough for God. He decided to send his Holy Spirit to stay with every single believer so that we really never have to be on our own. And that brings us back to the metaphor of the eagle. Even though those baby eagles must feel totally alone when they fall down that cliff, we know that in fact they are not alone at all. Their mother is right there above them, literally watching them with eagle eyes. She will never allow one of her young to fall right to the ground and die. Furthermore, we know that there is a reason why the mother eagle kicked her babies out of the nest in the first place. She didn't do it for her own pleasure or something. She did it because she had to. Because otherwise, they would not stand a chance to become what they are supposed to be. Because eagles can only be eagles if they can fly. And all of this is true, even though the young eaglets don't realize that initially. And the same thing happens with us. Sometimes we feel exactly the same as those baby eagles, as if we are falling down a cliff at a tremendous speed, and there is nobody to catch us when we hit the ground. These feelings of God forsakenness might have something to do with the time and the world we live in. Because people don't really have time for each other anymore today. On the one hand, there are people who are so busy climbing the ladder of success that they don't even realize how many other people they trample on and hurt on their way to the top. On the other hand, there are people who struggle so hard just to survive that they just can't gather up enough energy to tend to the people around them. It is characteristic of our time that lots of people don't have hope for the future anymore. But do you know what? We must not allow the rest of the world to drag us down into such a negative frame of mind. Because the reality of the matter is, we are not alone. God is with every one of his children, every moment of every day. We just have to believe it. It depends on ourselves. Whether we are going to recognize the presence of God in our lives, or whether we are going to pretend that he doesn't exist. We can give ourselves over to that feelings of hopelessness, give up, and literally jump down a cliff with open eyes. Or we can believe that God knows what he is doing, that he watches us with eagle eyes, and that he will, when he thinks best, bring an end to our difficult situations. It would have been wonderful if all of us only had to endure tribulation once, and then could continue with a happy and an easy life. But that is not how life works. We live in a broken world. We face difficult circumstances time and again. Bad health, people who hurt us or disappoint us, loved ones who die. But just as the wings of those baby eagles will only grow strong enough to fly on their own after lots of flying lessons, so our wings of faith will grow stronger and stronger with every difficult situation we have to face. because it is faith alone that carries us through the dark times. We must just believe that God will never place us in situations that we cannot handle, and that He gives us the strength to handle whatever comes our way, even though this is sometimes very difficult. And we must believe that God has a plan with our lives. We must believe that God will answer our prayers, but that He will do this in His time and His way, because He knows what is best for us. He can see the bigger picture. So next time, when you feel as if you have lost control over your life, as if everything is just getting too much to handle, remember, God is there. If an eagle, an animal, will never allow one of its young to fall down to the ground and die, just imagine how much better care God will take of us, His children. Believe that God is in charge of your life, so that you can see every tribulation as an opportunity to grow in faith, as an opportunity to set an example to the rest of the world of how a child of God can handle difficult situations. Believe that God will never leave you alone, that He knows how much you can handle, and that He has a plan with your life here on earth, so that you can be like an eagle. An eagle that can easily fly higher and higher, because the Holy Spirit is the wind beneath your wings. And so it will also become easier for you to see the bigger picture. May God grant each of us the power to go through life with eyes as sharp as those of an eagle, so that we can see what He expects of us. With arms as swift as those of an eagle's wings, so that we can make a difference in the world around us. And with legs as strong as those as an eagle's claws, so we can have a grip on our lives. Always. May you, when you have to face difficult situations again in future, not fall, but fly, because you know you are not alone. Amen.